Hi, this is Bob Williamson. The gift that keeps on giving. The Christmas phenomenon is interesting to me. The Lord left his throne in heaven and came to earth to be born in a stable, to lead the life of a humble servant in order to offer his sinless life, pure and innocent as a newborn lamb, as a ransom for many. In a few days, we will celebrate his birth. What the heck does that have to do with Santa Claus or giving each other gifts? I suppose it is identical to the Easter Bunny. This retailer's bonanza holiday has nothing to do with the observance of Christ's death and the celebration of his resurrection. Nothing. Santa and the Easter Bunny are satanic diversions designed to hide the true meaning of Christ coming to earth to offer humankind redemption of their sins and reunification with God. We should be leaping for joy for both of these holidays. But instead, people are swarming into stores and literally fist-fighting over the latest toys and bargains. I wonder how the citizens of heaven view this. What about Almighty God? I played the Santa game with my kids and am as guilty as anyone of gift-giving to excess. While we did teach our kids the true meaning of Christmas, I'm ashamed to admit that it often got overshadowed by Santa and the exchanging of gifts ritual. As I get a little older and wiser, I look back and regret that I didn't handle it with more emphasis on Jesus and less on the presents. I remember one Christmas when I was a youngster and my singular gift for that year was a hula hoop. Don't pity me for not getting more presents. I loved it and nearly wore my hips out twirling it round and round for hours. My grandkids received more presents in one sitting from their parents and four grandparents than I've received in my entire life. Is this good? Is this what the Lord desires of us? Parents and grandparents alike should make Christmas a holy event. If we want to honor God on his birthday or resurrection, we should obey his command to love one another and to serve. Matthew 20:28. Your attitude must be like my own, for I, the Messiah, did not come to be served, but to serve and give my life as a ransom to many. I believe this means we should look for ways to serve other people and not just our family and friends. There are plenty of people in need out there, right? No, I'm not a Scrooge or a Christmas Grinch. I'm just stating the obvious fact. Jesus is the one that gave us the gift that never stops giving right on through eternity. The least we can do is show him some gratitude and make him and his desires for us the primary focus, with the gifts and making the kiddies squeal a distant second. Isaiah 9:7, for a child would be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.